Hey guys, this is Phoneboy, and this is episode 13 of Phoneboy Speaks. Hey, I managed to get the podcast on to No Agenda Global Radio, and they stream a whole lot of stuff on their 24/7 station, including the No Agenda show, which of course I like to listen to in the morning. I love a lot of the programs on there, and now I'm one of them. So if you happen to be listening to this on the No Agenda stream, I'll give you an in the morning shout out. And I hope you enjoy this particular program. In this episode, I'm going to talk about passwords and just basically how broken they are. We have to have some way to authenticate ourselves to the various websites that we entrust with various bits of information. And there's so much more information on the internet about us now and that we store in these various sites that breaking into an account might also make it easy to break into other accounts because a lot of these accounts are also connected too. There's essentially sort of three problems with passwords. Number one is that people are still picking, insanely easy passwords, and even people that know better sometimes pick really simple passwords. That's one problem. The second problem is that the password reset capabilities for the different sites offer. Those are easy to social engineer essentially guess the answers to. So for example, like a lot of sites that you might have send a recovery email, click this link to reset your password to a different email address. Well, if hackers can know what that email address is and compromise that email address and they receive that link, well, they can reset your password without you even knowing better. That's one thing. Password reset processes can use information. They ask questions that you can find the answers to on Google, especially if the person has blabbed too much on the internet, which of course is very true these days. And the third problem is that users aren't going to put up with overly complex processes. I can assure you that not very many people have signed up for Google's two-factor authentication, even though that will do quite a bit to help. And honestly, it needs to, the two-factor authentication stuff needs to go further. It's really just it's really multiple forms of multiple factors, right? It's like when you walk up to somebody and you know them, right? There's certain things you look for. You go, okay, yeah, that's the person. It's not just one thing, right? They could show you their ID, and there's other things that about that person that just don't look right. That you kind of go, no, I don't think you're who you say you are. So, and passwords need to do that. Although I think, unfortunately, in order to do that, it would have to be more invasive on the user. And so there is that. What is the end user going to tolerate as far as authenticating who somebody is, whether they have access to something? And so I think it's there's just no. I don't see a good answer to this problem. We can ask users to change their behavior, and they probably won't. And this is going to continue to be a problem until the entire industry sort of says, okay, we need to really rethink this password thing because it's just not working. So, I'm hoping that we can come up with something better. It's got to be something better than two-factor authentication. And it's got to be something that's, I'm not going to be like having to divulge all of my secrets to some third party company just so that people can verify who I am. So anyway, if you have feedback on this topic, I would love to hear it. And you can send me a message on Twitter or app.net as Phoneboy. I'm also on Facebook and Google+. Anyway, this is Phoneboy, and I'm signing off.